77 WABC.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Buzz, good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzing.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz.
The only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee. Just keep that radio tuned in to 77 WABC.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They're just
this morning. So I'm flying solo. Bruce is answering phones and Nick is pushing the buttons. Maybe Izzy is answering phones. Just say hello to them. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. The reason I wanted to play that Dolly Parton open today is I guess Dolly Parton was on the Today Show this week. And we get the People magazine at our house, and she's in People magazine. And my wife read these Dolly-isms, her best quotes, which I think is pretty funny. First of all, Dolly Parton, 73 years old. She said, if I see something sagging, bagging, or dragging, I'll get it nipped, tucked, or sucked. she said, my weakness has always been food and men, in that order. And then her other two things they put in People magazine is, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap, which I've heard that one before, which is pretty funny. And I'm not offended by all the dumb blonde jokes because I know I'm not dumb, and I also know I'm not blonde. Good for you, Dolly Parton. 73 years old. She's been married to her husband, I think, for over 50 years, which is quite an amazing accomplishment. All right. House Smarts Radio live with you on 77 WABC every Saturday morning. Anything you have going on around your house? How'd you do after Thanksgiving now, a couple weeks later? Is the house holding up okay? Do you have some holiday decorating advice or some questions you have about the ways to hook it up, whether you should be doing LED or regular incandescent bulbs? Or what about those projector holiday decorations that you can put up? All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We are live every Saturday morning right here from 7 to 8 a.m. A couple things that will be happening on today's show. Our new to Lou 2 are some holiday gift ideas. You know, I'm inundated with products all the time, and I've got a bunch of gift ideas for you that range in price but are all pretty affordable. And things like a metal box that'll turn your grill into a smoker. How about a waterproof Bluetooth speaker with a lot of power? A pair of socks that are so soft, you're going to want to live in them. And a slinky for adults. Let me tell you, the slinky, it's the most fun you can have for $12. Honest to goodness, it's great. And then later on this morning, we'll talk with Ralph DiBugnera, who is the president of a company called HomeQualified.com, and some of the bad real estate lessons that we've learned from watching shows that are on HGTV. Now, I know a lot of you are huge fans of those shows, and you know, it's kind of formulaic when you look at the way that they do those shows, whether it's something about buying and selling property or fixing something up, whatever it may be. And there is no question that HGTV and the DIY Network are sort of the undisputed kings when it comes to home improvement broadcasting. Certainly the folks at This Old House out of Boston have been the, you know, kind of the founders of all this, but it's evolved. And that HGTV and all those people they have is a behemoth. But are you getting all the best advice when you watch that stuff? I think you have to take a lot of it with a grain of salt. And for a lot of people, the issue becomes affordability, and you know, maybe they're not telling you the whole truth. So Ralph is going to talk to us a little bit about that. Their company, as I mentioned, is HomeQualified.com, based in the Northeast, but the company's nationwide. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Phone lines are open if you have any questions. We are live and local, as we always are, on Saturday mornings. You can also email me at housesmartstv.com or housesmartsradio.com. And I'm happy to answer those emails. I've just cranked through a whole mess of them recently to get back to you as quickly as possible. We get a lot of emails, and so I really do answer them. For the most part, it's me. Other than Lindsay will answer a bunch of them if they're things like, what was Lou talking about on this show? And, you know, she knows what the product is. But if you send me a question like Jessie did, she's from New York City. She says, I have a cream white couch with non-removable seat pillows. The center pillow has multiple worn-out spots, and tried the so-called standard kits with matching colors. Please recommend a solution to repair these ugly-looking multiple spots. Have nickel and coin or nickel and coin size. That's from Jesse in New York City. Okay, white and leather is a problem. It's a really tough one to solve, but there's a couple of things that I can suggest to you that may work. One is there's a company, a product called Leather CPR. And Leather CPR is a dermatologically balanced product. So you can use it. It's safe to use on your hands as you're applying it. And, you know, it's one of these products out of California. They don't testing on animals and whatever. And it is a great way to moisturize and clean the leather. Now, one of the things that I think a lot of people with leather furniture will notice is these fine little cracks that appear on the seat cushions, maybe on the end of a seat cushion where you sit on it or where you spend a lot of time, you'll see that cracking. It's not unlike using moisturizer on your face or your hands. You really want to start treating that leather furniture as soon as possible. Meaning, if you buy a new leather couch, after about, you know, 3 months or so of using it, you should be using a product like Leather CPR. Because that leather is going to dry out, and those little cracks that you see are difficult to eliminate after they already occur. And a product like this Leather CPR is one that can do a pretty good job. It can help to blend it all in because it softens the leather, and it also helps to clean it. So the trick with this product is it comes in a, I believe it's like a white and purple bottle with a label. Almost looks like a giant ketchup bottle, quite frankly, an upside-down ketchup bottle. And you put that on a damp sponge, you squirt it on there, and you start working it into the leather. And you kind of work it back and forth, to really kind of help it absorb in there. You don't want to use a rag, a dry rag, because it'll get absorbed into the dry rag. The damp sponge will allow the product to go. And you're going to use a fair amount of this and really kind of get it on there. The nice thing about this product is when you first put it on, it'll look a little wet and, you know, almost like you literally put moisturizer on your hands. But then you just step away and let it soak in. And within probably 20 minutes, it'll look good. It won't be greasy, and it will help to condition the leather, which is what you want to do. But really, the trick here is to get ahead of this, because if you let it sit there too long, then the problem is it's only going to – what you see is what you get, basically. The longer you wait – the less chance you have of bringing it back together, you know, to kind of look to where you want it to be. All right, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. I've got a couple other emails here that we can start the show off with. And again, if you have anything that I can help you with, just pick up the phone and give us a call. This is from Deborah in Philadelphia. She said, I've been getting water in my basement for over 3 years now. Don't know exactly why my stucco walls are getting saturated in certain areas, especially when there's no other water source near the spots. How do I go about finding where this water's coming from? I am taking on more than 70 pints a day of water. Wow. Which caused my floors to buckle on the main floor. Who or how do I get this problem solved? Okay. The thing with the issue there, I'm trying to think about the house, if it's stucco, if it's a single-story home, do we have the landscaping and the grading of the dirt around the perimeter of the home, is that higher than the top of the foundation? Meaning that do you have mulch or dirt that's piled up against that stucco where the water is sitting there. If that's the case, then you need to kind of pull that dirt away and try and landscape the area so that water doesn't pool next to the foundation. The reason that we want to make sure we do that is that if it sits there, especially if there's a downspout or a gutter there, that's where you're going to get that water inside there. So make sure that the gutters are clean. You know, this time of year, here we are, December 1st already, and we want to make sure that the gutters are clean and that any extensions on the gutters are pulled away from the house. You want to make sure that anything draining is far away. And those are two things that you can do yourself. Make sure that there's proper caulking around the windows and doors that is in good repair, because if it's a driving rain, you could be getting water and coming in from those openings that way. I don't necessarily know that I want you to do any kind of waterproofing on the stucco, but these are a few things that you can do yourself. And from a standpoint of the next step, you would want to get a basement waterproofing company to come out and really inspect to find out what's happening with this water. They may be able to determine that you need some perimeter drain tile, which could be the issue that could help. A lot of times, you know, if the water's coming in, depending on the condition of the foundation wall, it may make sense to just channel that water, meaning that you want to grab that and drive that water into a sump pump, guide it all in there with the perimeter drain tile, and then put it into a sump pump pit and then pump it out of the house. That, in many cases, is the best way to go. And from a resale perspective, it's also a good thing to do because down the line you can be able to have a transferable warranty with many of these basement waterproofing companies that can help you out. Looking for a good basement waterproofing company in Philly, I want you to go to the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI, NARI.org. They are a terrific organization where you can find contractors of all different kinds to come in and work on your property, whether it's a basement waterproofing contractor, a painter, a roofer, you name it. It's a really good place to start and get your home remodeling, your home repair with some really good qualified contractors. All right, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our number. Let's go to the phone lines right now. In New Jersey, Carol called in this morning. Carol, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Your show is fantastic. You offer an incredible service. It's fun. It's informative. Really, really great.
A lot of people don't know, but Carol is my sister. No, you're not my sister.
Oh, you are the best. I hope you can help me. I have, in my living room, linen white eggshell painted walls. It's Sherwin-Williams. It was just recently painted 2 years ago.
Okay.
I had some marks that I wanted to remove. I'm OCD. I used plain water on a paper towel. I also, and I know this was probably wrong, used a little Mr. Clean pad. Now what I have when the sun shines is I can see the marks are gone, but I can see the motion in which my sponge or my towel went.
Yeah, yeah.
What do I do, Lou? I went into Sherwin-Williams. They really couldn't help me.
So what you probably did, I assume, Carol, you have like an eggshell or a satin finish on the walls. There's a little bit of a sheen to it. And where you went with the marker, you took some of the sheen off.
Oh.
Okay, so this is what we're going to try.
Okay.
This area where you have these marks, and the OCD, this would bother me too. So I'm right there with you, Carol. Don't worry about it. You're not alone. Is it a large section of a wall? Is it a small section of a wall?
It's large. It's on my. It's in my foyer, going up my stairs. Well, I'll say it's medium. It's not really, really large. It's not really, really small.
Okay.
Something.
If you go and touch this up, okay. Do you have any paint left?
I do.
Okay. If you go and touch this up, this is the problem you're going to have. There's a phenomenon called flashing, meaning that when you go apply the new paint over the top of it, it will be a little shinier than what's on the wall right now. A way you can try and avoid this is this. I want you to take a I want you to buy a 4-inch wide roller. You know, the small little rollers that you can buy? Mm-hmm. And they sell a little kit that comes with a small little roller pan and the roller all in one. It'll cost you $10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then that paint that you have left over, you're going to stir that up really well, and you're going to pour a little bit in the pan, and you're going to add a little bit of water. So let's say that you pour in, a cup of paint, okay? You're going to use, not even a quarter cup of water in that, and you're going to mix that up to thin that paint out just a little bit. This is to limit the flashing that you're going to get. Now, in those areas where you went with the, to wipe it off, you're going to touch that up with that roller. And you're going to evenly put a thin little coat over the top of that. Don't get too big, just enough to cover the spots and let that dry. In a perfect world, it blends. If not, just so we know, Carol, we're repainting the wall. Now, in the future with the marks, what I would rather you do is use something like an all-around cleaner, like, say, Fantastic or 409, okay? Mm-hmm. Spray it, and then use a rag to blot it. Don't rub it.
Oh, makes good sense.
And what you're going to do with those cleaners is when you spray it, let it sit there for, 30 seconds so the cleaner has a chance to take apart the mark, and then blot it, and you can gently rub, but I don't want you going, like you're trying to get rust out of a wrought iron railing. Capiche?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Right. Give it a shot and let me know what happens. Okay, Carol?
You've lifted my spirit. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays as well. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Rudolph, the red. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
And if you ever saw it,
December 1st, it's official. You can listen to Christmas music. You can plan for the holidays. No matter what holiday you celebrate, it's coming. Hope it's not causing you any stress. It's a nice time of year. I'm getting ready as well with my family. A lot of fun. Hi, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. Right. Happy Hanukkah as well, for sure. Absolutely. I was looking up for some fun holiday songs. And I have to play the song "Moisha Got Run Over by a Reindeer" or by a wheelchair. That's like a take on "Grandma Got Run Over by Her." I have to make sure that it's appropriate to play because I listened to it and I was like, maybe we'll see. Moisha got run over by a wheelchair. All right, back to the phone lines. Let's go to Yonkers, where Carol is also on the line. Carol, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. And this is the situation. I have a question for my sister and a question for myself.
All right.
Thanksgiving, we were sitting around the table, and my sister mentioned that she has a very, very bad, I would say, fetid odor coming from her bathroom sink. She said it smells like old garbage. So I said, I know, I'll call the walking encyclopedia, Lou. I know. So that's the question for her. And the other one is for me, if you want to take them both at the same time.
Sure.
Oh, and the question for me is very simple regarding painting. Is a primer necessary on light colors that are already there on 14-year-old paint?
Okay, I'll answer your question first. I'm still a big fan of priming, but if you have an existing wall that's in decent shape, this whole advent of paint and primer in one, I'll tell you that when it first came out, it was completely a marketing gimmick. That's what it was. It was just paint that was full of acrylic, and they thought, oh, we're going to make everybody's life easier. And then the paint companies finally came around, and they really did engineer this stuff a lot better. So if you're going to repaint and the walls are in decent shape, do a little patching, whatever needs to happen, a little prep work. I will tell you that what would be fabulous is if you could at the very least wash the wall down, and that can be a simple thing like a little spick and span in a bucket and just kind of wipe the wall down. Not, you don't have to scrub it, just to get the dirt off there, because there's dirt on that wall, I promise you. And wipe it down and then let that dry, and then use a really good paint and primer in one. I am, you know, I'm associated and affiliated with the Ace Hardware folks, and they make a really great paint and primer in one called Clark and Kensington. And it's a really good premium paint for about $30 a gallon, and I'm telling you, it'll do a really nice job. Now, your sister and her smelly sink.
Yeah.
This is from the makeup and the hairspray and the toothpaste and whatever that's on the side of the walls of the drain before the trap, okay? So you know that little pop-up that comes up and down in the vanity sink?
Yes.
Tell her she needs to take that off. So under the sink, there's a little thumb screw she can work with her fingers, and it's got a little rod on it, and that's what makes that thing go up and down. She needs to unscrew that, pull it out, and then that pop-up pulls completely out of the drain. Now, when she pulls that out, there's probably going to be a lot of hair and stuff, so it's going to be, hopefully she's not grossed out by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to put that rod back in and tighten it up. Then, you remember the bottle brushes, you know, when you clean like a baby's bottle?
Absolutely, sure.
I need one of those, and I need a little Pine Sol. You're going to pour a little Pine Sol down the drain, and you're going to take that bottle brush, or even a longer one, and you're going to scrub the sides of the drain all the way down to the trap. That odor is built up around the sidewalls. This is so common, Carol, in vanity sinks, but it also happens in kitchen sinks, too. I get this question all the time. And this is the way you're going to solve that problem. If you go to my website, housesmartstv.com, and you type in smelly drain, there's a video there on exactly how to do this.
Oh, that's swell. We really appreciate that, and thank you so much. And have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
You too. Happy holiday, Carol. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, speaking of holidays, I've got some great ideas. We've got phone lines open. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. But actually, we're going to run out of time, right, because I'm already at the break here. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to tell you about Granite Gold. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and talk to our guests. Then I'm going to give you the holiday gifts, and we'll get to your phone calls. There is nothing more eye-catching than the beauty and shine from your granite or stone countertops. Now, what the contractor is not going to tell you is that it won't last on its own. Let's face it. You paid good money for your countertops, right? A little extra effort, well, it's going to keep them looking great. And with the holiday season upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your granite and natural stone countertops are protected from all the food prepping and spills. So, how do you get ahead of it? Well, with Granite Gold, and you can find information about them at graniteGold.com. See, the Granite Gold stone care experts have a simple three-step process. You clean it, you seal it, and polish. Granite Gold is a third-generation family company built on manufacturing, installing, and restoring stone surfaces, and they have an amazing stone care products to prove it. So while you're out shopping this holiday season, don't forget to pick up a bottle of Granite Gold's Daily Cleaner, Sealer, and Polish. Now for quartz counters, use Granite Gold Quartz Bright. Visit graniteGold.com to find stores near you. That's graniteGold.com. Granite Gold Stone Care products from the Stone Care Experts. Happy holidays. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
And now back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Hola. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? Hey, look at that. I don't need babble. You might need babble. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Thank you, Carmen. All right, before we get to our guest, I have some holiday gift ideas for you that I think you're really going to like. And Lindsay put together a quick little snapshot of it. We'll also put all this information up on my Facebook page as well. Take a listen.
Ho, ho, ho. Time for some holiday fun here on House Smarts Radio. To start, turn your grill into a smoker for only $69 with the Diamond King Smoker Grill Box, a shoebox-sized metal box you fill with wood chips that you place right on top of your grill, and that'll burn for 3 hours, smoking all of your meats and fishes. Next, keep your feetsies toasty with Pudis slipper socks. Now, I've never walked on clouds, but I'm pretty sure this is the next best thing. Soft as a poodoo's behind, because the poodoo is actually a small deer in the lower Andes of South America, the plush faux shearling inside feels super soft on your feet, and the silicone grips give you a little extra traction while walking around the house. $19.99. Looking for something for the kiddos or for the fidgeter in your life? Mosey is like a slinky for adults and kids that glides magically from arm to arm for only $12.99. The last three items I just talked about are all available at select Ace Hardwares. Just look for their grommet section, or you can visit acehardware.com. A new Tolu 2 we have featured before is the Soundcore Flare from Anker. Well, now we're bringing you the Flare Plus, a cylinder Bluetooth speaker that's waterproof, has fun, customizable lights to fit your mood, 360-degree sound, and some serious volume. The Soundcore Flare Plus goes for $99, a great price for the quality of this little speaker. Find out more at anker.com. And lastly, for that person in your life constantly worried about the water they're drinking, or maybe that's you, Estrella One water bottle is the only water bottle that's certified to 100% remove all lead, amongst other nasty things, in your water through its filter system, using regular old water from your tap. $40 on EstrellaWater.com. We shot a fun little video that's up on Lou's Facebook page showing you just what these products are and links to where you can find them. Tune in next Saturday for some more fun gift-giving ideas with the theme, Gifts That Give Back. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I wonder where she got the ho-ho-ho. Really cool stuff. Check it out on my Facebook page as well. If you're looking for great gift ideas, I really like the smoker box. I am someone that loves to smoke outside. I actually have a Traeger, which is a pellet stove, which I love. But it's an investment, and for a lot of people, they're like, I don't want to spend a lot of money. This thing for $69, you put on your existing grill, load it up with the chips, as Lindsay described, and it will burn for up to 3 hours, and it's your only heat source. You don't turn the grill on, and it gives you that low and slow cooking opportunity. So if you've ever want to try it out, it's a really high-quality stainless steel box. Super simple, but it really could help you out, along with the other items I think are really nice. So thanks, Lindsay, for putting that all together. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. I mentioned to you at the top of the show that we were going to have a guest today talking about maybe some of the bad real estate lessons we're learning from watching HGTV. Joining me on the phone line right now is Ralph DiBagnera, who's the president of HomeQualified.com. Ralph, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about HomeQualified.com. Who are you guys and what do you folks do?
So HomeQualified is just a digital resource for everything real estate, for tips, for home needs, for people who are interested in buying, people who are interested in investing, basically anything you need for real estate, especially for first-time home buyers. It's a great resource.
Would imagine that these days it's a very important resource because you hear across the country one of the problems is there's not a ton of inventory and people are very picky and so learning and knowing as much as you can is pretty important.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's become the biggest problem over the last couple of years is just to try to be patient and finding a home because the lack of inventory is causing it to be a long search. You know,
right.
Most times it's taking over 6 months to a year to find a home at this point. So it's just a matter of patience and not jumping the gun.
Right. You guys put out some information about the bad real estate lessons we're learning from watching HGTV. You sure you want to take these guys on? I'm sure they got a room full of lawyers.
I do want to say that it has its good points, too, because it's getting people more interested in buying homes and fixing them up. So it definitely has its good points, too, but I think it's teaching us some bad lessons and the fact that it's not necessarily realistic all the time and what it takes to buy a home and fix it up.
Right. Give me some examples of what you guys are talking about.
And you already mentioned that as far as, you know, the length of time it's taking to find a home, it's very hard to show the length of time it's going to take you and the effort it's going to take you on a 30-minute show to buy a home that's taking sometimes over a year. So I think that creates an unrealistic expectation by watching these TVs. Like, oh, this is going to be an easy process. We're going to look at two or three homes. We're going to make an offer, and we're going to be in the house. It doesn't really work like that.
Right. Have you, I mean, part of it too is, you know, I've told people this a lot as well. When it comes to a lot of these shows will be like, oh, we're going to fix this up and it's going to help the home sell. And there is some truth to some of that. But have you found, Ralph, that sometimes people maybe go a little too far? They put a little bit too much money in there that they're probably never going to realize, especially when they're trying to get this house sold?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you could probably even answer some of these questions better than I can. But a lot of what we're seeing is that, you know, what they're showing is an ideal cost for that renovation, what the ideal cost is going to be, and the ideal time frame. What's going on right now, especially with all the construction and all the rehab, is that contractors aren't going to hit their deadlines because they have 50 jobs, they're understaffed,
right,
and they're overbooked.
Right.
So I think a lot of what, and you know what that happens is that now there's much more of a cost to the job because it's taking longer to finish. So you're not seeing that in those shows. And I think that's a real fact that I think people need to look at, that it's going to take a lot longer than you think it's going to do. And maybe that the home improvements they should focus on are the ones that are going to directly affect the value. And I don't think that's what we're focusing on necessarily.
Boy, that's such a good point, Ralph. I had dinner last night with a friend of mine who's an electrical contractor. And, you know, part of our conversation at dinner was the fact that they just can't hire enough qualified people to work for them. And they have all this business, but they can only go so fast. And so when you look at people, you know, to like, oh, I need these people to come work on my house. And we're like, yeah, okay, great. We'll get there in 6 months. And while you're trying to get the house sold, you're waiting on everybody. And you're right. It just doesn't happen that fast. At your website, when people go there, I know you guys are located in the Northeast, but your services are nationwide. Talk a little bit more about the kinds of things they're going to find.
So if you're looking to maybe invest in property, there's information on there on how you're getting into real estate investing as far as the financing that's available out there. If you're looking for tips on what I should be looking for when I pick a realtor or a mortgage bank or what kind of hurdles am I going to face in buying a home, we have videos that kind of walk you through there step by step on what you should expect in the market.
That's great. All right. Tell people how to get a hold of you guys.
So you can go to homequalified.com. And you can reach me on my Instagram. It's D-I-B-U-G. And I'm always available on there. We put videos up there as far as, again, looking for tips on what you should expect in the home buying process.
Ralph DiBagnera, president of HomeQualified.com. He was quoted in an article talking about the bad lessons, real estate lessons you might be learning from watching HGTV, even though that Joanna Gaines is a cutie. I appreciate you taking the time this morning, Ralph. Have a great day and nice holiday.
Thanks so much. You too.
Appreciate it. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's take a quick call before we have to take a break. Let's go to New Jersey where Glenn is on the line. Glenn, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have an insulation question. I have a cathedral ceiling that opens up into an attic at the top. I have 2x6 framing. I wanted to put in 2x6 insulation, which is all 23. But I don't know if I should use the baffles to let the air go up into the attic because there is a ridge vent up there.
And you have soffit vents?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use the attic space for anything?
No.
Okay.
I can't get to it. It's closed up.
Okay. So how are you going to get to it to do the insulation?
Well, there's insulation up in the attic part already. It's a little hard to understand. The cathedral ceiling I can get to all the way up to where it goes flat.
Right.
And then that goes over my dining room, which is where the attic is. But I have no attic access.
Okay. So you want to add insulation to the attic space?
No, there's insulation in there already. I just ripped out the cathedral ceiling part, and I just want to re-insulate that.
Okay, so the cathedral ceiling now, when I look up there, all I see is the ceiling joist.
Correct.
Okay, so there's two ways to go, and they're only 2x6s?
Yes.
All right, Who's going to do this work? You?
Yes.
All right. How handy of a guy are you?
Very.
Oh, perfect. Then this is what I want you to do. I want you to put the drywall up.
Okay.
And I want you to put the drywall all up until you get about 2 feet from the top of the peak.
Okay.
And then I want you to rent a machine that's going to put in blown-in cellulose insulation, and I want you to fill every one of those pockets. So with cathedral ceilings, when you've got a tight space like that, there's two schools of thought on this, Glenn. You can either try to do the baffle to just ventilate that little bit all the way up, or you fill it so no moisture can get in there whatsoever, and no air. I am of the belief and the opinion that filling a cathedral ceiling and making it a solid, basic monolith of insulation is the better way to go.
That's what I wanted to do also, because I bought Roxul insulation, the rock wool.
Right, right. You can use that.
I had all intentions on doing that until somebody told me that I'm going to get moisture in between the insulation and the sheathing.
Now, you know, there's a couple ways to do this. One is you can put the drywall up and fill it, like I said, but you're kind of guessing it to how much you're putting in there. Or you put a netting. You put a netting first so you see it. And then you fill it, and then you insulate it.
Okay. So you wouldn't close the ends of the bay.
I would.
Put the baffles in, and then put 2x4 insulation in there instead?
No baffles whatsoever. I am filling the space between the ceiling joists. You said you got 2x6s, right?
Yeah.
So I am filling that 5.5 inches of space with insulation. Solid. No air's coming through at all.
Okay.
And now you've got this nice, and I'm going to tell you, I own a home. I have this exact situation that I'm describing to you. I've had that home for 15 years. Zero problems.
Great.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey Glenn. Cool. Yes. Glenn, get to work.
All right. Have a good holiday.
I appreciate you calling. Happy holidays to you as well. Hey, are you looking to protect your stone counters or floors? Granite, marble, slate, quartz, any stone surfaces. Guess what? Granite Gold has the products for you. All you have to do is visit graniteGold.com. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll get back to your phone calls right after these messages.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Bling, blang, a hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with
Welcome back. That is me, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Just a few more minutes left. Thank you so much for listening every Saturday morning. We really do appreciate it. In Hempstead is where Steve is on the line. Steve, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes. I have a roach problem. Can you recommend a non-toxic spray that will work effectively? Because I have a dog in the house, and I don't want him licking the spray accidentally.
Non-toxic. Okay. You got a couple of ways to go here. There is a line of sprays called Safer, under the Safer brand, that you could definitely use that wouldn't bother the dog. The dog probably wouldn't be interested in it as well. There's also, it's not a non-toxic, but it is safe to use around pets, you allow to dry before. Did you have a way where you're going to spray this where you can keep the dog out of that room for overnight?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So Raid makes a bug barrier called Raid Max Bug Barrier, and it's two X's. And it comes in a bottle, Steve, that actually has a little battery-operated nozzle. And it's a clear coating that you're going to put around as a perimeter spray. And if you put that around as a perimeter spray, it's very effective against roaches as they crawl around there. It will dry, but they'll still pick it up on their ectoskeleton. And you can spray it like under the sink and places where the dog can't get at. But I would put it down, leave the dog out of there overnight. Once it dries, dog's not going to pay any attention to it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Happy holidays to you and the crew there.
Thanks, man. Happy holidays to you as well. 800-848-WABC in Vernon, New Jersey is where Andy is. Andy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Now, I think I missed a few shows only during hunting season and when I was out of state.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we knew the numbers dipped down when you were gone, Andy. They're like, what happened? How come not that many people are listening? I go, Andy's hunting.
Hey, I got this Christmas tree stand, okay? We got a big stand because we get a big tree.
Okay.
We put in that. We get usually like a 12 or 13 foot tree. The finish was all messed up on it, so I tried to sand it down and stain it yesterday, and I just went downstairs. It's in the basement, and the stain is still not dry.
What do you mean stain? What's it made out of?
It looks like a sled. It's wooden. It's like 3 feet long by about 2 feet wide.
Okay.
But it's just old wood that I just stained it.
And did it have a finish over the top of it?
Yeah, but I sanded it off.
You did. So you got down to the bare wood.
Right.
And you used an oil-based stain.
I used the I don't know, it's a yellow can with the, you know what, I don't know what it's called. But
Minwax? Was it a can of Minwax?
Yeah, Minwax.
Okay. And you did it last night?
I did it yesterday morning.
Okay. All right. Typically about 24 hours to cure it. If it's damp down in the basement, that can cause it to take a little longer to dry. So try this. You got a little box fan or something that you can put on there to get some air moving down there?
Yeah, well, that was my question, whether I should like hit it with a hair dryer or where I should put it out in the cold.
No, don't put it out in the cold. No, leave it. If not a hair dryer because it's a petroleum-based product. If you have a little fan, go ahead and put a fan on it and let that dry with the fan. Andy, I'm going to put you on hold. I appreciate you calling this morning. Bob, I'm sorry we didn't get to your phone call, but I hope you'll call us next week on House Smarts Radio. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Sounds like it's going to be a nice one. Get some stuff done. It's the holiday season. If you didn't get through today, you can always email me at housemartsradio.com. We'll be back next week.
WABC.